Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside.
哎，你饿了吗？今天呢，我们要教大家用英语叫外卖，解决你肚子咕咕咕的问题。大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer. And I am pretty hungry, actually.
因为我们经常在饭点午餐的时间录音，而且我们微信公众号发节目也都在午饭这个点。好，我想我们肯定每天也会叫外卖嘛，所以今天我们就跟大家说说很实用的外卖英语。好，那如果你每天叫外卖，你觉得这个 topic 这主题对你很有用的话呢，请大家也看一下我们的微信推送，因为你会更加细致的学习到所有我们今天所讲的这些词、这些用法。Spencer 跟大家讲讲我们的微信公众号，就是
这是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。
好，那我们就先来说说前面讲的这个Hot Tech News 好了，阿里巴巴收购饿了吗？然后我就看到一个是 Wall Street Journal 吧，华尔街日报的新闻标题，我觉得写得很好哎。
So they said Alibaba moves to swallow up China's 饿了么 food delivery service.
对，他说 swallow up， 因为 swallow 的意思就比如你吃了什么东西 ，you need to swallow it， 要咽下去。
Exactly. But here they mean收购了 ，so to buy out basically.
Or to acquire.
To acquire, yes.
啊，收购是最正式的，就是 acquire 这个词是吧？好，那前面也说这个饿了么是一个 delivery service， 所以外卖就是 delivery 了。
Exactly. And the guy who brings you your food is the delivery man.
The delivery man. 诶，或者更口语的，我们可以叫他 the delivery guy.
Delivery guy. But if it's a girl, maybe she doesn't like being called that.
但是我真的好像从来没有看到过外卖小姐姐，
有
吗？
有，看到过，昨天就看到过了。
哦，是吗？
yeah.
哦，那反正因为 guy 就是很口语的， it's a very casual term for man, basically.
Yeah, so delivery guy, you'll hear that most often in America, delivery guy.
就是中文里面我们说外卖小哥，原来很轻松的这种叫法啊。好，诶，那 delivery 是外卖，takeout 不是也是外卖吗？
Well, I don't know. Is it for you guys? I guess you call that 外卖, but you have to go get it. We call it pickup also.
Oh, so takeout 和 delivery 还是有一个很关键的区别。因为 delivery 或者那个动词 to deliver 就是有一个人 the guy
送给你的。
The guy or the girl delivers it to you.
Yeah.
So it's delivery.
Yeah, but take out, you have to go get it yourself.
对的 ,take out 就是就不是堂吃，是你会带走的，对吧？
对对对。
但你通常是自己去拿的。
Exactly.
所以呢，在比如国外餐厅，有他就会问你 for here or to go?
Yeah, for here or to go. And you say, well, actually, I want it to go. Can I get it in a to-go box?
所以 to go 就是 take out 的意思，就我不堂吃，对吧？ For here 就是堂吃啊。Take away 呢？是不是还有一个词叫 take away？
有 ，but I feel like take out is more
commonly
used in the States.
Okay， 好的，那接下来我们再看看，就是叫外卖这个 verb 叫啊，可以 to call？
Yeah， you can say call or just order.
Order.
Yeah.
Order, call, or get.
Yeah, get delivery. Yeah, you can get some delivery. Or you just say we order out, order some delivery, maybe.
Oh, order out 就可以 out 就那个 take out, 对吧？诶，我们今天说的这个饿了吗？我觉得它品牌名真的很好啊 ，such a great brand. 就是你想要自己饿了，我就要叫饿了吗？ You know, I need to order 饿了吗 delivery. 但英语里面你问一个人饿了吗？想吃东西吗？
I mean, are you hungry?
这个是我们人人都知道的啦。Are you hungry?
Yeah.
我们教大家这个就不稀奇了。我觉得可以教到大家更有意思或者更地道的一些说法啊。
Well, if you're deciding on like food to eat, you know, you could say like, what are you in the mood for?
对，就是 what are you in the mood for? 基本上就是你想吃什么菜具体的对吧比如快到晚饭时间了或者你们在 decide like date night 约会去什么餐厅 what are you in the mood for?
Exactly.
诶王家卫的电影花样年华就叫 in the mood for love. So cheesy, 肉麻吧。
In the mood for love.
那如果这句话的回答 to answer that question, 你不要想歪了，就是可以说，比如我想吃川菜 ，I'm in the mood for Sichuan food.
Yeah, and you say、you're in the mood for Sichuan food. I'm in the mood for love.
你不要这样搞，我们很尴，搞我很尴尬。那 I'm in the mood for Japanese. I'm in the mood for pizza. 就是这其实大家有
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you.Feel like you want to eat, you can say you are in the mood for.
对，就是这个后面可以加像我刚刚说的四川 food or Japanese 川菜日料，或者你可以很具体的 I'm in the mood for pizza, 我想吃 pizza, I'm in the mood for ice cream, 对吧
Exactly. I'm in the mood for McDonald's.Ooh. Yeah, not me.
No date. No. 没有人要跟你约会 maybe if you're starving, 然后那里没有别的选择。
Yeah, yeah,and you're so hungry, you feel like you could eat a horse.
对，这两个意思很像的啊，就是你极度极度超级饿的时候，就是可以说 I'm starving, or I could eat a horse.
Yeah, starving just means, you know, it's kind of like 你快饿死了。
对对对。Yeah.像饥饿就是世界上很多贫穷国家一个问题就是 starvation
对
是吧
对 对、exactly.
然后但那个 I could eat a horse 这个呢大家不能随便换动物 It has to be a horse 一定要是马是吧
You could say cow
A cow 所以马或者牛都可以
Yeah because they're 他们很大的Since they're so big you feel like you could eat a whole cow or a whole horse
但是比如像那个什么猪也很大你就不可以说 I could eat a pig 对吧那就听起来很奇怪
Yeah it does sound pretty weird But yeah cow or horse You could stick with those
对马和牛嘛是已经变成差不多固定搭配了啊。好的那诶不说外卖我们说比如我就是去堂吃 You know dine in
Yeah to eat in
To eat in or dining in 在餐厅吃的话接下来有如果你没吃完 you have some leftover,有吃剩的要打包,这个英语怎么讲呢?
Well, we used to say, like, doggy bag.
Doggy, 就是狗狗那个吗?
对啊, can I have a doggy bag? But I think now that's a little, like, 过时了 It's like a little outdated, I think. So I think now, people just say to-go box.
Oh, can I have...
A to-go box.
A to-go box.
Yeah.
好，那我们今天在节目结束之前呢，我们说一下现在，比如你叫就 delivery, 午餐的时候，它有很多选择，就是轻食。
So it's kind of like healthy choices, healthy eating, healthy food.
所以英文就真的是就是用健康。
Or maybe even light. I mean, 轻食 is kind of like light food. You can also say food is light.
Light.
Yeah.Like a salad.
Salads,sandwiches, or a bowl. 这里面有点饭的那种有 rice, but it's not greasy. It's not heavy.、Right?
Yeah, if it's not, So for the most part, you might just say like a healthy choice, something like that.
你今天有没有带自制的那个饭盒?
Yeah, I'm always bringing my lunch.
哎呦，我们今天拍个 Spencer 自己做的健康健身餐轻食的便当放在推送里给大家因为每天都是色香味俱全然后全办公室的人都会去参观
但是我还是觉得我们听众们大部分都会觉得是太清淡了吧对吧
well, you guys be the judge. 大家看了照片，告诉 Spencer 一下。
好。
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。Are you getting some delivery today? 你今天叫外卖吗？叫什么呢 ？What are you in the mood for?大家都可以在今天的留言底下告诉我们。不过叫外卖、吃外卖的同时呢，也别忘了英语学习。我觉得其实一边听，我自己就是一边听东西，一边吃饭，是我一天觉得最放松最 relax 的时候那我们最近开言英语呢也新更新了一套免费试用课程给大家里面就有一些美食主题的非常实用也非常美味啊大家都可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先来试一下之后呢如果你喜欢这种形式喜欢我们的内容也可以通过公众号直接成为我们的付费会员学习一年只要629真的叫几次外卖的钱哈
Yeah it really is超值
你下次我们 diversify 想一些别的词
啊 I know I'm just kidding it's fun to say but it really is it's a bargain
好那感谢大家的收听我们下次再见
bye bye baby you hardly even notice when I try to show you song is meant to keep